I'm George Walker, and Friday and Saturday in the Musical Arts Center, it's A Night at the Opera at the Ballet with IU's Ballet Theater, presenting dance from operas by Gounod, Handel, Meyerbeer, and Gioachino Rossini, with choreography by George Balanchine, Sasha Janes, Frederick Ashton, and our guest, Professor Violet Verdi. Professor, thanks for joining us. In addition to your own career as a dancer and choreographer, you were also artistic director for the Paris Opera Ballet, so you have special credentials in this area of choreography for the opera.
I love opera. I have myself danced in many of them, not only in Europe, in Florence in 1951, Maggio Fiorentino, but also at the Metropolitan Opera. And I have always loved the music from the opera. It is fed not only of ballet, but also of the opera itself.
Now, dance was so important to opera fans in Paris that sometimes composers actually had to add ballets to bring them into town.
That was a little bit before my time, when the male subscribers belonged to the jockey club and they had to see their girlfriends on stage. And not only that, but check on the new arrivals as well, just in case. So the poor Italian composers who came, all of them had to make sure that there was a ballet.
Oh, dear. We're talking with Professor Violet Verdi about the upcoming Night at the Opera at the Ballet with IU's Ballet Theater. Now, talking a little bit about your own contribution, you're choreographing music from Rossini's Otello. And I understand that there's quite a story about this.
It was quite a tour de force to have it in the form of a full orchestra score. The score had completely disappeared. After much research, we gave up. But I had heard about Akira Endo, who's a very good ballet conductor, whose wife, with a battery of computer, is able to recreate scores from a DVD. So she saved the day for me, so that the music from a Otello could be seen and heard, because in fact it's a collection of little pieces that Rossini did, possibly for other operas, but they ended up under the name of Otello.
Now, as you're drawing on the music from a variety of sources for Rossini, at the same time it does have the label Otello. Is there a dramatic story or an angle that you're working with?
Somewhat, but I think rather maybe not that much, or frankly, not so much, no. I think it is really bella danza and bella musica only. Really, that's what it ends up being. But the other ballets are, you know, it's formidable to be working in a program where you have George Balanchine and his superb ballet, and also Frederick Ashton, the other great classical choreographer of the same time in England. And Le Patineur is just delicious. It is such a charming ballet. It's a ballet for really the whole family. Michael Vernon, our chair, made a wonderful choice, and I love the theme. And the Pas de Deux by Sasha Janes, I saw. He's a principal dancer from Australia with Jean-Pierre Bonnefou in North Carolina in Charlotte. And he has created a beautiful pas de deux for himself and his wife, Rebecca Carmazzi, who's from Dayton, Ohio, a chiseled gem of a dancer. And the two of them together will be superb. And all our kids in the department will get on stage because, you know, for them, some of them are new this year, and it's very sad for them not to be part of a performance. We try to include them. So we have lots of dancers on stage, and we change the cast constantly to make sure that they have understudies and that they all perform.
We've been talking with Professor Violet Verdi about A Night at the Opera at the Ballet, dances from operas by Gounod, Handel, Meyerbeer, and Gioachino Rossini, choreography by George Balanchine, Sasha Janes, Frederick Ashton, and by our guest, Violet Verdi. I'm George Walker.